Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart Centered Life. My name is Ellen Contenti, and this is the podcast arm of Heart Centered Programs. And this is Alex Robert Holmes with our
theme song.
You're lost
and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
Thank you, Alex Robert Holmes. And yes, let's live a heart-centered life. Heart-centered programs is all about putting heart back into life, having passion, purpose, and play. And my name's Ellen Contenti. As I said, I'm the founder of Heart-Centered Programs and the host of Heart-Centered Life. And you've been listening to the 12-segment series that I've been doing on The Bigger Game. And today is segment 10, and we're going to be talking about the last square on the board. The board, what is the board? If you're just listening in for the very first time, I'm talking about the Bigger Game Board, and I'm a certified Bigger Game trainer and coach, and I'm leading two upcoming workshops. One is this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 25th and 26th in Los Angeles. It's actually at the Global Truth Center in North Hollywood. And then again in 2 months in June, June 27th and 28th in New York City. And you can learn more about both of them on our website at heartcenteredprograms.com. Now, the Bigger Game is based on Rick Tamlin's philosophy that life is all made up. And if it's all made up, why not make it one that you want to live? And as I've been sharing, Rick Tamlin is one of the co-founders of the Bigger Game. And I am just so excited to be a Bigger Game trainer and player and to be sharing this with all of you. So our last show, I believe it was Friday, we talked about the assessment square. And the assessment square is all about seeing where you are now, what you need to do to play your bigger game, and are you ready to play? Are you ready to play a bigger game, and what's next? It's as it says, it's assessing where you are on the board of life. And today's segment is about the final square, the bold action. Action square is literally in the middle of the board, and it touches each and every other square that we've talked about so far. So without bold action, you are doing nothing but having a nice conversation. And there's nothing wrong with having a nice conversation about playing a bigger game. But you need to take action. You need to take bold action in order to start playing your bigger game. And the truth is that you need action, period. But bold action tells us that this is not business as usual. Bold action has that gulp feeling that stems from your compelling purpose, which comes from your hunger. It's all connected, and that's why I saved bold action for last, and that's one of the reasons why it's in the center of the bigger game board. So when you step onto the bold action square,
It is literally game on. You can feel your knees shake. You can feel your heart beating faster. Even though you are standing on a game board square, literally standing on the floor on a virtual game, it feels like you are standing on the edge of a cliff, ready to jump. This is how it felt for me, and this is how it felt for every person that I have played this game with. Because bold action, it's about taking risks. It's about finding the courage to jump off that square, right? It takes courage to jump onto that square, to literally move onto that square from some of the other squares. And it takes courage to step off of that. And the literal meaning of the word courage is heart. Bold action is about leading from your heart, with your heart. And that's what makes this game so powerful. It is a visceral feeling. You can feel it in every cell of your body. And you will feel your knees shake. You will feel your heartbeat. You will feel excited and scared at the same time. That's that gulp feeling. Bold action carries you out of your comfort zone and into the next place. It actually carries you beyond that fear of failure. Because when you're playing a bigger game, it's not about that any longer. Now, in Rick's book, Play Your Bigger Game, he talks about, in the chapter on bold action, he references this quote from Winston Churchill. And it's all about how bold action creates a powerful momentum. And the quote by Winston Churchill says, "Success is the ability to move from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm." So bold action will carry you through. And it carries you to places beyond your limitations and doubts, attracting allies drawn by your purpose and passion. And when you dive headfirst into your bigger game, it takes your attention off nagging doubts, conflicted feelings, and insecurities. It focuses you instead on the playing field, engaging your body, mind, and spirit. And I 100% agree with what Rick says in his book, because I have played on the bigger game board. I've taken a lot of bold actions in my life, as I know a lot of you have as well. And if I think about my life over the last, 10, 15, even 20 years, I look at all the places that I have lived. And each one of those places, from Los Angeles, where I live now, to New York City, where I moved from, Sarasota, Florida before that, and Boston even before that, each one of those moves was precipitated by this hunger to do something different and having a compelling purpose that required me to take some bold action. When I moved to Boston, I had just graduated from college, and I did not know a soul. But I had visited the city, I fell in love with it, and I decided that I really wanted to live there. And it was scary. I literally packed up my car, and my brother helped me, and I moved to Boston and spent the next 10 years living there and loved it. But it was very scary. I had to take bold action to leave Oklahoma and go to Boston. The same thing when I was living in Florida and decided I wanted to pursue a career as an actress. And I had auditioned and got into the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, but it required me to pack up everything in Florida, quit my job, tell my then husband at the time, "I'm going to New York. You can come if you want, but I've got to go." And I did. I literally packed up everything and my dog and moved to New York City. And life is about taking bold action. And, you know, Rick talks about as well in his book that, you know, he's always on the playing field of taking bold action. And one of his most recent bold actions was to create the Bigger Game Expo. And he's now doing his second one. So he talks about in the book the first time we created the Bigger Game Expo, which was back in May of 2013, that It was something that was so big that they had no idea what they were doing. And that's part of what the bigger game is when it's bigger than you and when it feels gulpy and scary, you know that you're playing a bigger game. And created a showcase to bring in other bigger game players, speakers and influencers and global participants to share ideas and resources, personal experiences, all in this beautiful retreat environment. And it takes place up in Lake George. And I agree, it's just one of the most beautiful places. And the first conference drew folks from North America and Canada, Japan, South Korea, Australia, Europe, and the Middle East. All of these people were drawn to playing a bigger game and sharing about their bigger game. And so the expo reflected both bold actions and a new compelling purpose to showcase bigger games that other people are playing globally. And it's all about doing good work out in the world. And so the next one is going to be June 11th through 14th up in Lake George, and I'm going to be there. So I invite all of you that are listening to come up to Lake George and enjoy the Bigger Game Expo. And you can register for that on Rick's website, biggergame.com. So my question for you today is, what bold action are you willing to take? Right? What do you feel hungry for, compelled to do? Are you ready to step onto that bold action square for yourself and for your bigger game? Why not take some bold action today and sign up for the Bigger Game Workshop this coming weekend? If you're in the Los Angeles area or not and you want to come visit Los Angeles, come on down. All listeners to today's show can sign up and bring a friend for free. But you must register today. So go to theglobaltruthcenter.org or email me at ellen@heartcenteredprograms.com and let me know that you want to take advantage of that special. So join us as well for our next show, which is coming up this Thursday, April 23rd at 10 a.m. I'm going to do a recap of the Bigger Game board, all nine squares, and I'm going to do it in a Q&A format. So the lines will be open, and you can call in and ask me any questions about the game. And it's going to be a 30-minute call instead of our usual 15-minute. So that will be this Thursday, April 23rd at 10 a.m. So I will talk to you all on Thursday. In the meantime, go register for the April 25th and 26th Bigger Game Workshop at the Global Truth Center. You can also register for the one in New York City, 27th and 28th. So in the meantime, I will talk to you all Thursday. Curious to hear about all your bold actions. And let's have Alex Robert Holmes take us out with our theme song. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Think you're lost.
Bye-bye.
And you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.